It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The next time you're in the supermarket, look at how many products are touted as gluten-free. From grocer's shelves to bakeries, the number of gluten-free products has greatly increased in recent years. Contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, this week looks at the business of gluten-free products. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. I brought you some rice crackers, Paul, and I don't know about those pralines that are sitting there. We'll have to see if they are gluten-free.
Somehow I doubt it.
I kind of doubt it, but they look really, really good. So,
but certainly the issue of gluten-free products is a serious one.
It really
especially
is.
For people who are gluten sensitive or have celiac disease. So my first question to you is, how many people are gluten sensitive in your research or have celiac disease in the United States?
So what we're finding is medical professionals recognize that about 1 in 133 Americans, or 1.8 million Americans, may have the disease. And currently, there's no cure for celiac disease. Really, the only treatment is to eat a gluten-free diet. But what we're also seeing is that percentage is increasing in the United States, making it four times more common now than it was 50 years ago. Now, on the sensitivity, 6 to 7% of the population are thought to have gluten sensitivity, or about 18 million people. So if you're truly celiac, you need to have gluten-free foods, because the celiac disease is an autoimmune disorder in which the body attacks the gluten or the protein that's found in wheat, barley, and rye. So that's sort of the statistics that we're looking at.
Now, there are people who are gluten sensitive, but there are also those that just simply want to avoid having that in their diet, correct?
That's right. And that is why the market for gluten-free is soaring. It placed second place in Time Magazine's top 10 food trends in 2012. And this year, Paul, the Girl Scouts recently introduced a gluten-free chocolate chip cookie. So, you know, if the Girl Scouts introduced it, this is truly, I mean, more past trend. Like, it's a serious business. Interest in gluten-free products has really exploded. Sales reached last year $10.5 billion here in the United States and are expected to reach $15 billion by 2016. So we're seeing a huge growth. And many people are just avoiding gluten. So we're seeing like 30% of the adult population trying to avoid gluten, and that's gotten into the restaurant industry as well. So while we don't have as many people who are truly sensitive to the grain protein, many brands are cashing in on those who perceive the benefits. And so products are being launched right and left because of this perceived benefit.
Is gluten-free really healthier or suitable for a diet? What do we know about that?
Well, it's very interesting, because people are using gluten-free as a fad diet when the celiac disease really is a serious disease. And we read a quote that said, "Would if you had kidney disease, you'd deal with that. But if you didn't have kidney disease, would you go on a kidney disease diet?" And so the correlation really is, do you really need to do this or not? Is it really necessary? On the other hand, we're seeing celebrities embracing gluten-free. Everybody from Miley Cyrus, Gwyneth Paltrow, Beyonce, Jay-Z. I mean, people are doing it because they're saying that their skin feels better, they're physically more alert. But here's the catch. Gluten-free diets don't necessarily lead to weight loss. And for celiac patients, what happens actually is those on gluten-free diets gain weight because they're now able to absorb. So it depends on how you really go on a gluten-free diet, Paul. If you ditch these refined carbs like bagels, pasta, and crackers in favor of whole grains or fruits, and you really get rid of those processed foods, that's good and healthy. But if you just replace them with gluten-free foods that really have more sugar or more fat, you're not really doing very much for yourself. So the bottom line is, they might be right for those who are really in medical need, but if you're looking to lose a few pounds, it's 50-50.
And so don't assume – part of the lesson here is, don't assume that gluten-free necessarily means healthy.
Right, or fat-free or sugar-free or any of those things. You need to read labels.
We're talking with Rebecca Harris. She is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looking at the business of gluten-free products. Did we go over the numbers, the things that indicate how big this
– This is a huge market that's getting bigger and bigger, in the billions, from $10 billion now to, we're predicting, $16 billion. And really now we're looking at the major national companies. And so we're seeing food giant General Mills offering over 300 gluten-free products, which is tremendous. Their brand Pillsbury has introduced its first gluten-free products earlier this year. So dough for chocolate chip cookies and thin crust pizzas and pastries. And Udi's is another really strong brand that started as a cafe in Denver. It was owned by a guy named Udi Baron, and his first cafe was set up in 1994. And he was a gluten-free baker, and he started to produce a really good product because all the products on the market at that point really tasted terrible in his estimation. So he went on the market, built some really great gluten-free products, and last year had sales of $60 million. So this is not a small business. There's a gluten-free pantry, which manufactures a number of gluten-free products, brownie mixes and cornbread and lots of good things. So we are seeing lots of companies get into this market. Schar is another one, which is a world leader in gluten-free, and it came from Germany, and they have distribution here as well.
Gluten-free cookie dough, huh?
How about that?
So that thing that we used to do when we came home from school, I don't know if you did this, but there are kids who are known to have pulled out that roll of the frozen chocolate chip cookie dough mix, and rather than like actually cook it, slice it up, eat it, which may not sound that appealing to some, but even if somebody did do that today, they could get it in the gluten-free variety?
They could pretty much get it in any variety that they really want. So it is available. And I think when we really look at what gluten-free means, it means that people really can't digest the gluten in these specific grains. And the people that I know who really have celiac truly get very, very sick. So there is no question about whether or not they're sick. Sometimes it takes a long time to actually diagnose the disease.
Now, we've talked about some of the major national and international companies that specialize in gluten-free products. But what about local businesses in Pittsburgh specializing in gluten-free products?
So we just have a list of a few, and then we have a lot of lists on your website as well, WESA. So Gluteny Bakery.
WESA.FM.
.FM. Thank you, Paul. Gluteny Bakery in Squirrel Hill is an award-winning.
Gluteny.
It's called Gluteny Bakery. Yeah,
very clever.
In Squirrel Hill. They have a dedicated gluten-free and dairy-free. They actually do some vegan. They bake, and they have wholesale and retail. And listen to this. PNC Park in 2012 opened Just For You, which is a concession stand serving gluten-free products from hot dogs, buns, to gluten-free beer. Now, is that cool? That is cool.
Well, I was going to say, if you can get gluten-free products at the ballpark, you can probably count on getting them just about anywhere.
Yeah, Heinz offers a gluten-free product line. Already, many of their condiments and their ketchups and sauces don't contain gluten, but then they have frozen potatoes now that don't have gluten and some other smart one and entrees. So that's cool. There's a great company called Cookies and Critters, which makes naturally gluten-free fudge. So we're seeing a lot of different places. And Gus's Cafe, which also opened last year, has great gluten-free food. So we have lots of choices for you.
Lots of choices to glute or not to glute, I guess.
That is the question.
Well, we have fired all of our questions at our contributor, Rebecca Harris. She is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looking at the business of gluten-free products, a multi-million-dollar business, it looks like. Very interesting. Who knew?
And growing.
That is an important thing to add to the conversation, that it is growing. Rebecca Harris, thank you so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Paul. Nice to see you.
And thank you for listening to today's edition of Essential Pittsburgh. If you have a comment or a question, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. You can also find past segments of our program or anything that you might have missed on today's show at WESA.FM. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.